Yeah, well, basically, we're no further forward, Katie. We found out today, after trying to get in contact with Dermot Monaghan's office for the past 2 weeks, with no success, we found out today through a third party that the last update he gave on the 12th of March was that the works were still going ahead at the end of the first quarter, but we were already told that day that the works were postponed, and he hasn't come back to us with an update on that or a statement to say why he hadn't updated the information that he was given out. And also my fellow colleague, Tracy Murphy, who has been kind of campaigning for a long time for this, every time she asked the question about why is there delays, she was told it was to do with the new kitchen that was going in, and we were told today from the catering department that it's not that. So we're drawing a blank. We're being told, we're being misled, we're being told false information, and no one's coming back to us. So we just felt that we needed to update the public today again, and we're probably going to have to escalate the protest.
Well, yes, as you have said, that if this continues, you will have no choice but to take the movement down to Dublin. Is that something that you are considering in the near future?
Yes, it is. It is. I don't think they listened enough to us when we held a protest in Bunkrana and people came out in their hundreds. So I think now it needs to be escalated, and everybody is willing to do whatever it takes to be heard. It is indeed. It is indeed. They're being told every couple of months that the can has been kicked down the road. It'll be the next quarter. It'll be the next quarter. This has gone on now since last June. There are families out there that are just at breaking point, looking for or waiting for their respite to be restored to the 6-weekly basis that they were getting it on. There are some that aren't getting to avail of it for up to 10 to 16 weeks. And the community hospitals are also at breaking point with staffing issues and taking care of the patients that they have, because the overflow from Bunkrana was passed on to Cairndonan and the Nazareth House. So it really is at a desperate stage.